T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks lose to the Magic last night. What's wrong with them? 414-799-1250.
What is wrong with you guys?
What's wrong, Bucks?
I mean, Jesus. Come on.
Jesus.
Coming with that type of performance?
Our Savior, Lord, and Christ.
That type of performance last night? Too often. We're seeing that too often with these guys this year. And, you know, if these guys think they can just wake up and go in the postseason and win a series against any of these other good teams, they're in trouble.
Mark tweets in at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, so Bart, you're saying that a team that has never won a playoff series can coast to an 8 seed and upset the number 1 seed. Very, very brazen of you. What a surprise. I am saying that, but I'm also not. You guys have demanded that your sports radio host have a spine, and so I made a prediction that the Bucks will win a first-round series no matter who they play, so I'll stick to that prediction. Okay. I'll stick to it. The thing that I'm seeing with the Bucks is that I don't think they care too much about the Orlando Magic as much as you guys do.
Well, but that's
they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. I don't think that they look at, well, we got to avoid Toronto. We got to avoid the Celtics. They've said it, but I don't really think they mean it. I don't think they care as much as you guys do, because I see people online on Twitter in real life really just, I mean, it's unhealthy a little bit, okay, the way that you guys crumble after losses. And with the Bucks, you don't see that. So I don't think that they care. They're in the playoffs. They know that. Can they turn it on? Maybe not, but I think that they think they can.
Now, if this is the Cleveland Cavaliers with that way of thinking and LeBron, which, you know, I question sometimes, then okay, because, you know, at least the Cavs have accomplished a little bit in the last few years. And but the Bucks, as that guy who wrote in there, you know, they haven't won a playoff series since 2001. And just for the sake of getting better as an organization and your fan base and yourselves, to say they don't care, Bart, if that's the way they really feel, that's a horrible way about doing business.
If they cared more, they would not lose to the Magic by 9.
Well, maybe
they would not play lazy
again,
on defense.
Maybe the makeup of this team isn't, despite having some talented guys on the team, maybe they're just not that good.
What's wrong with the Bucks? 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Robin tweets in and says, no center. Every team's center is better than ours. I asked this last night on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Dick Cunningham was at the game.
Yeah, I like him.
If Dick Cunningham put a jersey on last night, would he have been the best Bucks center on that roster?
Looks pretty good for a guy in his mid-70s, huh?
Yeah.
The old cement mixer.
Get Dick Cunningham
a
jersey. 799-1250. Let's go out to Jim in Waterford. Jim, what's wrong with the Bucks right now?
Well,
Jim, talking
Jim,
to your
not,
phone.
Not the speakerphone. Oh, forget it.
All right, we'll try Jim in a second. Martinez, Port Washington. Talk into your receiver, Martinez.
Hey, Martinez knows.
I know the rules. Yeah. Hey, good morning, y'all.
What up?
Hey, man, the problem with the Bucks is they think they're better than they are. They be trying to coast in against teams. They're like, oh, Orlando, we got this. And Orlando was thinking, like, they're better than us, so we've been trying to beat them. And I kind of think John Hammond told them, look, beat them. Then y'all can tank later, but beat them. Because it sure seemed like that team was a different team against us than the other teams they've been playing. But my problem was yesterday is Brandon Jennings is on a 10-day contract, right?
Yeah.
So why did Prunty pull him? Play that dude until his legs fall off. He ain't got nothing else to play for but the 10 days. So why would you put Jed out there when Brandon knows he can score? when he hit that fadeaway jumper, I said, oh, it's going to start. He pulled them right after that.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah.
That's, didn't play him no more.
Yeah, he hit that little step back just to the right of the lane there, and I thought, okay, maybe Jennings is going to put the team on his back here.
I thought so.
But, it wasn't the case. I think that he went back. Yeah, he went back with Jet. They called a timeout. Jet came into the game, and Jet was in the backcourt replacing Jennings.
Yeah, but here's another problem I have with the problem I have sometimes. I mean, Giannis put up 38 points, true. But Giannis makes it harder on himself than he has to sometimes. Like, he'll come down the court. He's not a good ball handler. He's okay. If you watch him, he always loses the ball when he's going down the court for some reason. Somebody either poke it because he's not strong enough to hold on to it tight enough, or he just puts himself in a situation that he doesn't. He needs to run the ball. When he sees somebody open, pass it ahead right away. He doesn't do that. He's got to go full court. Teams are getting smart. They know what he's going to do. As soon as he makes that first Euro step, boom, they're right there. A smart player will. Some of them players weren't that smart yesterday, but let him go against somebody like Boston, Cleveland. They know what to do when they come to him. But other than that, the Bucks, you know, figured this out, and they're not good enough to go against any team and coach. That's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not good enough to just mail it in. I mean, and like what they tried to do last night. I off the top of my head, the last time they did this, Indiana's a better team. But they went down to Indiana a couple of weeks ago on a Monday night and just, you know, mailed it in. They had no interest in playing. They've done that so many times. We're just, okay, they have no interest in being here tonight. This is the way it's going to be. And you might as well just turn the TV off. And if you stuck with the game last night, it was just like, why? Because this is just the way they are. Now, they could come out, look great against Atlanta on Saturday, you know, look good for a couple of games, but then, you know, some nights just, you know, we've seen them sometimes in the first quarter where they've just come out and just been disinterested at the start of game. Get down 10, 12, nothing.
What's wrong with the Bucks? John on Twitter tweets in, says they're out of gas. They're giving up 120 to Orlando, and they're not even playing defense. They look tired. Truck tweets in at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, head coach is afraid to stand up to these selfish players because his job's on the line, although we all know he has no shot. The odds of Joe Prunty coming back next season as the head coach do seem to be diminishing with each game.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. Some of the same things we're seeing under him are the same things we've seen under Jason Kidd.
799-1250. Tom is in Cedarburg. Tom, good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys. I'm as frustrated as many fans, but I'm also kind of practical like you, Bart. And I'm of the general belief that they're in a lame duck status. The players know Prunty's not going to get the job, and they're just doing their own thing out there. I think it's as simple as that. I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Well,
thanks.
Shouldn't these guys be playing? If they don't give a damn about Prunty or Kidd or anybody, shouldn't they be out there for themselves? I mean, some of those guys are playing for bigger contracts. Jabari Parker playing for a huge contract. Giannis is, he's got a lot of pride when he plays. Shouldn't that matter? I mean, these guys, talk a good game in the locker room afterwards. So, we didn't, Middleton, sometimes, he hits this three. He hit a three one time down court. Next time up, spots up, rims out the shot. Now, you could scream at the guy or tell him he's got to hit those shots, but that's not going to make the ball go in. Just, Middleton, again, to me, is nothing more than a six man on a good team.
Doug is in St. Francis, 799-1250. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
How you been, man?
Hey, long-time listener, long-time Bucks fan, and I watched that game last night. Outside of Giannis, I can't name one other true athlete on this team. It's like playground basketball last night, especially defense. Our interior defense is deplorable. You watch dunk after dunk, layup after layup, and it was the Matador defense last night. It was just ridiculous. And I know we need, 3-point players, and we really should ship out Henson and get someone to plug the middle. But it's a mindset, right? You got to play defense. You need to be athletic to play defense. And come on, guys, let's put out an effort out there. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Just go out and play.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's some guy. I mean, you just mentioned, I think Henson is athletic. He's just not a good basketball player. There's a difference. You know, a guy can be a good athlete, just not be a good, very skilled. And I just don't think Henson's very skilled at all.
Well, and some of these guys that they've drafted recently.
He'll hit one of those J hooks once in a while, every great while. But other than that, don't expect them to do too many other things.
I think DJ Wilson's athletic, but he never plays.
But he's not any good.
Thon Maker, I was watching a video of Thon Maker. Oh, it was a tweet. Someone said, can you imagine this guy with Giannis? And he was like running the point in a game, crossing the ball between his legs, step back three. We don't see that.
Where was this?
This was on a video when he was playing those 8-year-olds in Canada.
Okay, well, that's a little different, though.
Oh,
that's a little different than having somebody running at you. I mean, I was going to say, I haven't seen any of that yet as him in the NBA.
It's a good move.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't get those shots off at the NBA. Although last night, you can get what you wanted basically on the court. I mean, either team. I mean, Orlando, they suck defensively, too. And Giannis had 38 points by doing whatever he wanted to do on the court last night.
What's wrong with the Bucks? 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins on the
Number one, got to make the effort to get out to the guys and get your hands up, close out hard, understand who you're closing out to. If, a player gets a game going, you have to recognize who that player is. So it's not only the fact that you have to close out with your hands up, but you also have to recognize, oh, okay, this guy's got a game going right now.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. What's wrong with the Bucks? They lose to the Magic last night, 126-117. 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Let me read you this tweet from Dan. What's wrong with the Bucks? His answer is, let them go to Seattle. Tired. I'm just going to read it as it's written, okay? Let them go to Seattle. Tired. WTF. These pompous ass clowns, get a real job. You make ungodly amounts of money to play a game. At what point do you idiots stop watching? $$$$. My ass. They suck and are lazy.
Sounds like me on Twitter sometimes. Maybe that's me. What's the guy's name?
I believe it's Dan.
Oh, Dan. Yeah. We've all felt that way.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening on Twitter. Let's see what's happening on the phone. 799-1250. Bucks lose last night to the Magic. What's wrong with them? I think that their stakes, I don't think they put as much on these games as we do. And I think they are sort of limping into the playoffs, and I think they expect to turn it on.
Let's talk about real quick here. What is wrong with them? I mean, that's a general. What is wrong with them?
Effort
is number one.
Yep.
EFFEORT. Effort. Their effort sucks. Effort is just no consistent effort, and it's a lazy team. They get within five and then they give up a three. Yeah, fourth quarter. Things are going on. They can't stand prosperity either.
So you agree with Dan? My ass, they suck and are lazy.
Well, yeah, they're definitely lazy. Watch it. Watch the game. They're lazy. I mean, Prunty talked about defending, the certain guys are shooting. Augustine's hitting threes. Get out on him. Yes. The shooter, when a guy's got a hot hand, you don't let him continue to stroke. Unless, like, John Henson goes out and takes a three. And he makes it. Then you go out there and let him shoot threes all day if he wants. John Henson's going to beat you, yes. Augustine, no.
DJ Augustine, 6-9 beyond the arc last night. Jonathan Simmons, 7-12. 32 for Augustine, 35 for Simmons. Some of you may know who those guys are. Some of you may now know who those guys are. And that's what's happened with the Bucks throughout the season. 799-1250. Let's go to George on the north side.
Hi, George.
George, what's up, dude?
How you guys doing? Hey, you know what? I was just telling the one person before I got on about it, just being tired. But I'm looking at it like, if we really just look at the Bucks, just period, as just a group, they're not that talented besides a few players that we can name. We need a bench that has a Tim Thomas coming off of it. We need a bench that has an athletic big coming off of it. We don't have that. If you look at other teams we're going up against, Washington, has a beautiful setup with a good starting five. They had good quality backup players that come off the bench. They play as a team. Everybody wants to win. Washington, they play hard every night, you know, and we just don't have those type of players. Like you said, Middleton, at best, is a sixth or seventh man who has been getting lucky and grabbing first starter money. It's unbelievable. So until we improve on our bench and players around Giannis, this is just what it's going to be. We just don't – we need a Larry Nance. We need a Clarkson. We need those type of players, and we just don't have them.
Yeah, the Bucks bench is terrible. I mean, let's face it. Other than Jabari Parker, and they're relying on 40-year-old Jason Terry, who, you know, gave him 24 minutes last night. But other than that, I mean, what are you getting off the bench? I mean, Jennings just added to the mix. You got a little bit from Muhammad last night in the first half. But, I mean, you got – okay, yeah, Bledsoe. Bledsoe's good. Giannis, obviously. Middleton, okay, he can get you 20. Hanson can't get out of his own way sometimes. Tony Snell is just terrible. That's a wasted money right there. I knew it. I knew it. I knew when they signed him the contract they'd be giving him 12 million a year. I knew that was going to be it's going to turn out this way. And sure enough, it is.
When we talked to Steve Novak a couple of weeks ago, and he'll be on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight at 6 on the Fan, we said, why isn't Jabari starting? Why isn't Jabari starting? He should be in there instead of Snell, right?
But he's
the
still...
starting unit has not been good since the break.
But again, Jabari's on that pitch count. He played 22 minutes last night. Do you really want to use Jabari in the first 6 minutes of a first quarter?
I mean, if he's part of a second unit, I don't know
but
why he's
out there. But he's
playing... why is he on a pitch count?
But he's because why he's on a pitch count because he wrecked up his knee twice.
Right, but he looks fine. If you're going to play him 22 minutes, you might as well play him 32 minutes.
Oh, I mean, that's just not the way they do it, though. It's just like if a guy...
But his two knee injuries were freak knee injuries.
But he's still working his way back. I mean, from what he's doing right now, he's playing great. Coming off that second, and when everybody else is in midseason form and he's still trying to find his legs, he's fantastic out there. 14 points last night.
I think he's capable of playing more than 20.
We don't know. You and I don't know that, though. I mean, if he was, you think they wouldn't be playing him 32 minutes?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't, Chuck, I don't know.
Parker's one of their stars, yes. If they thought he could, the doctors told them, hey, you could play him 32 minutes, Prunty, of course, who's coaching for his job, of course he'd have Parker out there 32 minutes.
I don't know about
yes.
that. 799-1250, Otso, South Milwaukee. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Just wanted to call in. I called for the first time when Jason Kidd was fired, and I think everybody was amped up. Oh, you know, everything was Jason Kidd's fault at the time. But I think, you know, letting Jason Kidd go showed the true colors of the core around Giannis. And when you guys say, you know, what's wrong with the Bucks, I honestly don't think there's nothing wrong with them. This is just what they're capable of. You know, Giannis is great. It's a fantastic NBA story, but he hasn't developed a jumper. He can't. You know, you can't count on him every single game to do what he did in New York, and everybody keeps referencing New York, you know, that one time he did it. So I think this is the max that they can achieve. And, you know, I think the proof for all of that is the fact that I think in the past month we have talked about everybody. Do we have the right coach? Do we have the right GM? Like, the whole organization is getting questioned now. And just to add to this Parker point, I agree with Bart. Why not play him? If you're going to pay him $16 million a year, which is what he's asking for if you want him to stay in town, then you got to start playing him. Otherwise, when you give him that contract after playing 24 minutes a game, people are going to be laughing at the organization.
Yeah, but if he's not ready to go that many minutes yet because of that knee, you can't do it.
Yeah, but look at him. I think outside of Giannis, he's the only one that's consistent out there.
I agree.
I'd love to.
I would love to see the guy play 35 minutes, but that's, you know, if Prunty – obviously, or any coach, they don't want to have him on the bench for the purpose of having him on the bench. You think Prunty only wants to play him 20, 23 minutes a game? No, of course he wants to play him 48 minutes if he could. Yeah, he's smart enough to know that Parker's a difference maker out there, but, you know, he's obviously been told, no, you can't play him more than this time. We got to ease Parker back into this. That's just the way
I think they're being maybe overly cautious then. Think that he could go 30 minutes a night. If he can go 22, he can go 30.
We don't know that. You and I can't say that.
Right. We don't know anything. We don't know anything.
We don't know
anything about anything.
Well, we don't.
I'm just telling you, I think he can play more.
Well, then, you know more about the medical part about it than I do, if that's the case. I don't think I, you know, from what they say, he can't play.
Jordan's in Portage. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks. No, I just called in. I think it's pretty obvious what's wrong with the Bucks. It's all interior defense and rebounding. And that's no shocker to anybody. But the thing is most likely you got Teletovich's money coming off the book this next offseason. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But most likely you have it coming off the book. Do you take the chance and let Jabari walk to get a center? Or do you just stick with him and hope for the best coming into next year?
You got to sign Parker. Here's the one deficient part about Parker's game. He can't guard anybody on the perimeter right now. I mean, I think, you know, defending the pick and rolls, he's a little bit bankrupt up there, especially in the lateral movement at this point. If you watch the game, you know that Parker can't defend the perimeter to save his life.
I think that the Bucks are not going to win a title unless they have Giannis and Jabari. And if they pay him and then can't, if it doesn't work.
Got to keep Parker.
Then it doesn't work.
Got to keep Parker.
But I would be.
And again, whatever you get out of Parker this year is a bonus.
Very disappointed if he was not here. And when we talked to John Horst yesterday, they said they're going to do everything they can to keep him. So we would assume that means they're willing to pay him.
I want to keep him. But obviously, 3 years and $54 million is not enough for Parker. Parker has already turned down that offer.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 414-799-1250. A lot of different answers to a very pointed question.
We turned from a Packer Wednesday to a Bucks Thursday real quick.
Well, that's what happens when you lose to the third worst team in the league. And only 9 points, actually. Yeah. Could have been a lot worse. Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250. More from you guys coming up. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
DJ out high left wing to get him to 4-3. It just looks too easy tonight for DJ Augustine. I mean, he's just making everything. He's crazy good out there. 116-104 Orlando, and DJ Augustine just stroked his 6th 3-pointer of the night.
Even the Magic announcers don't believe what's happening. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We're brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or last, contact Adam Deputy online at adamdeputy.com. GSF Mortgage, equal housing lender. DJ Augustine last night, 36 minutes, 32 points, 6 of 9 from the 3. Jonathan Simmons, another highlight for the Magic, 35 points, 7 of 12 from beyond the arc. 126-117, they beat the Bucks. Just played the highlight of DJ Augustine. Could you imagine if we had, like, DJ Wilson highlights like that? They draft this dude, and he just... Where do these first-round picks go for the Bucks? That's one of the reasons they're in this spot.
Yeah, well, we look at... You know, the NBA draft is that way. There's so many guys, and you take it first or late first round, and you look at them and you say, where are they? They're in the D-League. The college game isn't... It doesn't produce a lot. I don't know. That's why I think the draft isn't what it once was. Draft hasn't been great in a long time for anybody.
799-1250. What's wrong with the Bucks? I mean, why are they going down to Orlando against the third worst team record wise in the NBA right now and losing by 9? Why are they going down to Orlando and trailing by 16 points after the first quarter? 799-1250. Let's go downtown and check in with Latrell. What's up, Latrell?
Hey, L.
What's up, guys?
Good, man.
And I agree with both of you guys to disagree a little bit.
Okay.
Chuck, I definitely agree with you with about Parker. He's definitely going to get back into his role of being a superstar. But right now, I think they planted just right. But I think he needs to start. Though he ain't got to play 32 minutes. But he needs to start and be in the game and clutch situations. Percy is messing up on that part. And then I just think Bledsoe, he's a ball killer, man. He's a ball killer, man. That's why he's not the superstar at the Phoenix. He's a ball killer. Jennings came in, moved the ball again, and we missing Brogdon, the smartest player on our team. And I think Zeller, Parker, and Brogdon should be our starters immediately.
Zeller, Brogdon, and who?
And Parker.
Yeah, here's the thing about Parker. as I mentioned a while ago, do you want to use up minutes, valuable minutes in the first quarter? Wouldn't you rather have him in second half, major minutes when it counts?
Because
he's not playing with the second team. He's out there still playing with first teamers when he's in there. It's just not like they're bringing in a whole new shift when he's
out
there.
You can manage that. I can reference the Warriors where when they are all healthy, Kevin Durant plays the first quarter, then he sits for 6 minutes, then he comes out and plays the entire second quarter, and they sort of are doing a good job of managing their rotations. It seems like these rotations now, maybe Prunty was the guy in charge of it when Kidd was here, because it still kind of seems like a mess. I don't know what the playoff rotation is going to be with this team, and I don't think that they do either. But you've got Jabari Parker. The future is him being one of the stars of this team, so I would like to see him start.
Well,
I'd like to see him out there with Giannis. I would like to, you know, you're not looking at best case scenario Jabari Parker as the sixth man, so get him out there.
Well, but he is out there with Giannis. He's been playing Giannis. I mean, maybe not to start the game, but I mean, we all know the NBA is all about the second half and playing well in the second half, and they made a run in the second. They're down 16, but they made a run. They're up by 3.
But you got to do something to the starting lineup because they're a net negative since the All-Star break. Well, this Giannis, Middleton, Henson, Bledsoe, Snell thing is not working.
Okay.
So you've got to fix it.
It should be working, though. They got three guys in there who can play. They got all four of those guys are getting paid well. And, you know, sometimes it's not always about paying, but it should be better than it is. They shouldn't be getting off to the bad starts that they're getting off to. They shouldn't be down 36-20 in the first quarter. With that, you know, that lineup was so much more talented in Orlando last night. But you look at the bench. The Bucks bench is not good. I mean, that's one thing what Jabari provides them. He provides them with something off the bench. I mean, they don't got nothing off their bench. Terrible off the bench part.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
It's awful. The bench is just nothing. They get nothing out of their bench.
799-1250, aloha to KJ in West Dallas. What's up, bud?
Aloha, my KJ. Fellas.
What's up, man?
What's up, my man?
First of all, the Bucks are my favorite team, man, in Wisconsin. And that's because of Giannis. But they lack the three E's for me from the eye test, and that's energy, effort, and execution on a consistent basis. They just don't have the kind of continuity and want to put that together, you know, every night. It's whenever they feel like they're going to want to do something, you know, they don't do it as a collective team. Therefore, I want to blow this team up. The only two guys I want to see left standing after the end of the year, starting with the coach, first of all, Prunty is not the guy. And then at the end of the year, going into next season, there's only two guys left standing for me, and that's Giannis and Jabari Parker. The rest are expendable. They you can send them wherever you can and start over and see what you know. After the smoke clears, what you got.
Even if you want, I mean, you can't, though. Not with these contracts. You can't do it.
You've committed to these guys.
So we're screwed.
Contracts are definitely handcuffing this team. And they got to figure out some way to put that together. Because going into this new arena, they got to fill some seats. And nobody's going to want to watch a team that doesn't give any kind of energy or effort. And they can't execute worth a damn.
Yeah, you know, if you're talking about a young basketball team, like the Bucks say, you know, this youth and this young team. A young team should not have an effort issue. They should, I mean, fresh legs, get out there, play ball. But, man, sometimes on the perimeter, they're the defense. Looks like they're in cement shoes.
Mike is in Cudahy, 799-1250. You can also tweet us, 105.7 FM The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Hey, you guys are focusing on their bench and that. Hey, they scored 117 points last night. You know, there's one constant in sports, especially basketball, is defense. Offense, sometimes you're hitting your shots, sometimes you're not hitting your shots.
I agree. Okay?
The trouble is with the Bucks is their defense. They're lacking two things on that team on defense. One is hustle,
and two is heart.
Yeah.
They have absolutely neither. They have absolutely no gumption to play defense at all.
Yeah.
I don't care how many more players you want to keep on bringing up their bench on scoring and scoring. But Jiminy Cricket, 117 points, and you give up what they give up, 120.
Oh, Mike, I mean, you haven't heard the whole show. I mean, I've said many times, lazy defense. Lazy, lazy, lazy. It's a lazy team.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, and if they don't have heart, if you have defense day in and day out, you're in every game.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have tremendous athletes to play defense. All you have to have is hustle and heart and a little bit of smarts out there and call it out, hey, the guy's setting a pick, you know, and switching over. And they don't do any of that stuff. And it goes back to this kid and it's with Prunty. So, you know, I don't know. And here's my choice for them if they hire a new coach. I'm going for Monty Williams. That's my pick.
Why?
He's out of that San Antonio system. I know Prunty is too, but there's something about Monty Williams. I don't know what it is. I like the guy. The guy's had a lot of grief in his life, what happened to him, and I think he would be a great fit for Milwaukee. The guy's personable, and, you know, everything else about him. I just got a gut feeling about this guy, and I like to see the Bucks swing with him.
Mike, thanks for the call. 799-1250. I don't think I've heard a guy say Jiminy Crickets in 25 years.
I remember. Yeah.
Well done, Mike.
Maybe since watching the Andy Griffith Show.
You know, the guy that called in yesterday
when it was actually
and was swearing, okay, instead of saying BS, let's go with Jiminy Crickets.
Yeah.
Let's bring Jiminy Crickets back.
Golly gee. You know, a guy who was kind of intriguing.
You know, the Packers lost last night in the playoffs. Jiminy Crickets, I'm upset.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
There
should
be
that.
Hey, you know what? The FCC should do this for one time a year for us, where we're allowed to have one show where we could just say whatever we want on the radio as far as language. If we could do that, just one mulligan a year. We pick the day.
FCC does not regulate the podcast we do.
Yes.
So on my Winks Thinks podcast, on the Tim and Tausch podcast, on our WWE podcast sometimes, I swear we'll get through.
See, I'm afraid if I go on those and do the podcast and I let it all hang out, then I'm going to do that when the live bullets are flying here.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, here's another name. I've heard this guy's name possibly for a head coaching job. And he's with San Antonio. Ettore Messina.
Yeah, he was a name that popped up when we first started talking about this.
He's a guy who's coached overseas. He's with Pop. And, I mean, if you get somebody off Pop staff, that's always, I mean, all that Budenholzer hasn't worked in Atlanta too well. I mean, initially it was working out, but he's struggling right now.
Well, there's nobody good on that team.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
So expect them to beat the Bucks by 12 on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. A 5 o'clock game. Bev DeVoe is performing.
Close enough.
Something like that. The former guys with New Edition. Ettore Messina, though, a guy who's coached a lot overseas, he might be a guy who might be, I'm not saying, you know, yeah, bring this guy in, but he's a guy who's drawn some looks around from NBA general managers in the league.
Troy's in the Falls. Troy, what's up? 799-1250.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for
Troy.
Taking my call. You know, the Bucks, they have the talent, but if they need a coach that's going to bring in a different offensive system. It's not just give Giannis the ball and everybody else just standing around. They got scores, but Giannis is now that we put so much emphasis on him being a superstar or being MVP, he's not making anybody better.
Well, at this point of his career, he's not. No, he's not. But did you think that he would be?
With the ball, everybody. Well, at first when he was coming into his superstar stardom, he was distributing the ball. He was making everybody better. But now we're concentrating on him scoring 40, and everybody else is just watching. And whoever the defensive coach is, they need to get rid of him because he's not getting them guys that put out any effort to play defense. Sometimes Jabari just watches guy go by him.
Well, Jabari's he's never been a talented defensive player. I mean, this is – we knew that even him coming out of high school in Chicago – when he went to Duke, he just wasn't very good defensively. I mean, he's an offensive guy. But you know the great ones are good on both ends of the court. I mean, the great ones, the elite players. And if Jabari wants to get to that player, I don't know if he can ever get to, you know, become a better defender. But, you know, I'd like to see him better than he is.
799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins here on The Fan. You mentioned Duke. They've got Iona. We did a live video yesterday. You've flirted with taking Iona over Duke, possibly, in the tournament. Did you go that way?
I was just talking to Rhodes earlier, our producer, and he and I are in the same bracket in that we have not filled out our brackets yet.
Well, get it in. You only have a few more hours.
I don't. 11 o'clock.
And you guys can sign up and do the five-hour energy real-time brackets. Sign up at 1057fmthefan.com. You can change your picks throughout the tournament. So if you do take Iona, you've got that hunch, and it doesn't work out, you can change your picks in the tournament with up to 4 minutes left in each game. You can switch teams between rounds if you feel good about another team. You'll get points based on how confident you are at the start, but you can still keep your bracket alive throughout the tournament. A lot of times you get into that last weekend and you've got nobody really to root for because your bracket's been busted for weeks.
You could pick more upsets in this way. I mean, like me, I'm going to pick Iona over Duke, a 15 over a 2. Usually I never pick a 15 over a 2. I won't go that route. But in this case, I'm going to try it, knowing that if Iona's down 15 with 10 minutes to go, I could change my pick. So I can go on a limb more with this. You know, obviously, the 12-5 game is always a good way to go, but 15-2. I'm going to try that.
So you follow the games. If you need to change your pick, you get up to 4 minutes left in the game. You can download the Real Time Brackets app. The alerts will come to your phone. If your pick is in jeopardy, they'll help you along the way. Sign up. It's the 5-Hour Energy Real Time Brackets, 1057FMTheFan.com. 5-Hour Energy, a huge part of how we're able to do, Chuck, what we do.
You got that right, player. 5-Hour Energy gets you alert, energized, and ready to go each morning. Or if you need to pick me up in the afternoon, 5-Hour Energy is a way to go for that as well. Let me tell you what it's all about, player. 5-Hour Energy, you've seen the shots maybe at your convenience store, you know, those little bottles there. Grab one. Helps you feel alert and energized. Each shot packed with vitamins, nutrients, and about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. No sugar, just 4 calories. You slam one of those down, you feel it in minutes, it lasts for hours. 5-Hour Energy, get back to 100%.
We didn't want our season to end. You know, Harvard's a great team. Maybe we knew they were going to make a run, but just the fact that we didn't want to stop playing. We have a group of guys that just love to compete, and I think when you have a team like that, it's really special.
Hey, Marquette won last night, 67-60, as they play in the NIT. Marquette with a win at the Al McGuire Center. So the Bucks are on, obviously, at 6, and Marquette was on at 6, and I had the game on a little bit early, but I didn't really see what I would later see when I flip back around 7:10 or halftime of the Bucks game, and it had the score, and then it had 3Q. I was like, what the hell? Mark, I didn't realize they were playing quarters in the NIT.
I don't know what the purpose of it is. Here's what's happened. Like, college basketball on the women's side has gone to quarters, and men's basketball in the NIT has gone to quarters.
Women's are playing quarters?
Women's are playing quarters during, like, the regular season. Yeah, exactly. 4 10-minute quarters. Why?
With all the women's college basketball I watch, you think I would have picked up on that by now.
No, yeah, well, why?
Is it a nipple thing?
No, hey.
Well, why are they doing this? I don't know. I mean, what? They're making a longer three-point line in this NIT tournament for the men. And they're going to quarters.
Yeah, so some of the changes with the NIT when you watch Marquette or if you watch these games, the three-point line has been expanded by about 1 foot 8 inches, which makes it compliant with the international play. Mm-hmm. The free throw lane is bigger. There's 4 10-minute quarters instead of the halves. Teams shooting 2 free throws beginning with the 5th foul of each quarter, which is a different change because of the quarters. And then the shot clock resets to 20 seconds after an offensive rebound instead of 30. Awoja said he thinks it's good for the game to experiment. But again, this is just for the NIT at this point in time. Quarters, halves, I mean, if it's the same amount of time, really the only way to me that the difference comes in would be the foul situation, right? How you game plan. I don't know. If you're still playing 40 minutes, you're still playing 40 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. Does it give them a breather between quarters? I thought the old way was working out just fine. Didn't need it. I mean, two 20-minute halves. Now, the high school basketball game has gone, Bart, I don't know if you know this, two 16-minute halves.
What were they before? 8-minute quarters?
8-minute quarters, yeah.
So they went from quarters to halves, and now college might go from halves
to quarters.
To quarters?
Yeah.
They're not doing the shot clock anymore, are they? Didn't they scrap high school, that idea?
I think for now they scrapped it because a couple of reasons. Schools are finding it difficult to fund it. And plus, they'd have to train somebody to be able to run the shot clock and getting somebody to pay for somebody to do that. So, no shot clock, which I'm glad. No shot clock needed in high school basketball. Although, you know, I went to the state championship games, the girls' games up in the Resch Center this weekend. You know, Appleton North got a big lead on McGuanago, up 15. They can just sit on the ball the rest of the game. Ain't no way you're coming back if you play it smart, down 15 in the second half.
Todd's in Shorewood, 799-1250. What's up, Todd?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I think the quarters makes actually a ton of sense because you end up shooting a lot less free throws because after the 10-minute mark, it resets. So that second 10 minutes of the second half or the first half, you're not in the bonus the whole while. The pace of play is so much better without a constant trip to the free throw line. It made a huge difference on the few games that I've watched in the NIT just from a pace. The games are 2 hours. It's great.
Well, the pace is in regular college basketball is 2 hours. I mean, 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, but it's very clunky at the end. It's a very clunky hours.
Which, yeah.
So if this goes to eliminate
NBA
2
is that way.
Yeah.
I just don't think that you need to go this way.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if the players like it. We'll see if the coaches like it. Do you know, when does Marquette play again?
Sunday, 3:30 against Oregon at the Al. And they could be playing all their games at the Al if they keep winning. As long as if Notre Dame gets beat, you have a chance of playing your third round game against at the Al too. I think you might be able to play Notre Dame somewhere along the line here.
I'm excited that they're still
that old
playing.
Rivalry.
Yeah, I'm excited that they're still playing. Just with the NIT, if I didn't ask you just now, this is one of those things that I won't know until I'm flipping the channels.
What's that?
Oh, Marquette's on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
I mean, they
the NIT.
Well, they sold it out quickly. You see that? 3,700 at the Al.
Look at that.
Hey, UWM, take your cue from this. Play your games on a smaller venue.
There's another rule change we got to talk about, what they're doing in the minor leagues this year in baseball. I mean, they're not even dumb enough to do this in Little League.
Who does anybody ever like this rule? And the person who came up with this rule, what was his justification for that?
Well, why did people buy into it? Why didn't anyone tell him no?
Why didn't somebody say, no, let's not do this? That's a dumb idea.
So Chuck and Winkler will have the rule that is going to make extra innings in baseball so stupid. Coming up next, plus your chance at $1,000. We'll talk Packers, Michael Cohen, 820. Chuck and Winkler, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.